guys, I was in the think tank, and for you, Nick, the think tank is the only place where I think, and that's the shower in the morning.
Wow.
Stuff comes to me, man.
It's thoughts.
Bizarre. And then once I step out, they go. So like, oh, no. I have to write them down and stuff because I'm like, it's weird, the water pressure on my head or something. So must make my brain expand into something that's useful.
Should we just constantly spray you with a hose?
Mate, I have to sit under here and it'd be sweet. But then we'd lose all the fun stuff that I bring to the show, so we probably wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Now, I was in the think tank, Fiona and Nick, and I've thought about football. I'm a footballer, obviously, an ex-footballer. And I played for Carlton and Brisbane briefly. Didn't even unpack my bags in Brisbane.
Danny Long Stingrays.
And the Stingrays. But as supporting aside, I was Carlton. I spent pretty much more than half my life there. As a child. Well, I got there at 17 years old. Now, they've had a couple of lean years where I don't really associate too much with Carlton anymore. Everyone always comes up and goes, oh, you still barrack for the Blues? Yeah, I barrack for the Blues. Yep, yep. Do you still speak to anyone at the club? Nah, not really. Because once you're finished at a club, they sort of just wash their hands with you and you're done. You're gone.
You rang a couple of years ago to get some tickets for something.
No, I rang to get my name on the back of their jumpers. Remember?
That's right. And the guy didn't know who you were.
He was like, what? Anyway.
Oh, a bit rough.
Then he got sacked.
Yeah, good.
That's okay. And you leave the club and you don't really go back at all. And you don't really see past players and you don't. Like, I can't go to the footy, right? And I spoke to you about this. That's why I love Melbourne United so much, because basketball, I support them and I get to go and I wear a jumper and I love it. I can't go to the MCG and watch Carlton and Richmond round one with a jumper on, with my number on the back and go Blues! Because they'd be like, mate, it's over.
Oh, no.
Stop, mate. Just pack up. Yeah. You're done. Stop
CTE.
Supporting. It's really
CTE.
Weird.
These poor guys should wear helmets earlier. Yes. Fev's dressed up like he's playing. Yes. There's no fairy tale
ending.
Give
it up, mate. Yet. Let it go. So I think I'm going to change teams.
What?
I'm going to barrack for a different team.
What?
Oh.
Well, hang on.
Because I don't really barrack for them.
No,
I played
you
for
don't.
Them. I support them. I love them. There's Blues in my blood. I'm a life member. I didn't support them as a kid.
Who did you support?
I was
as
a St. Kilda supporter. So I was thinking maybe I could go back to the Saints.
So hang on, from birth to what, 17 when 17, you got signed?
17. I was a Saints man.
Then you're a Saints supporter, my
friend. That's what I'm saying. Can I change teams? Well, I don't know. Has people changed teams as an adult?
Not as an adult. When I was a little kid, I tried to change teams when I was about five. But my family are all crazy Essendon supporters. And I think I wanted to barrack for the Saints. And my grandpa barracked for the Saints. And my mum said, well, mate, pack your bag.
You're done.
You got to move to grandpa's house and kick me out on a Sunday night. And I got to the end of the driveway and started crying. And I came back and said, it's okay, I'll barrack for Essendon. And they said, good boy, you can come back inside.
Wow.
There's no changing teams.
No, there isn't. Well, see, there isn't changing teams.
But I changed a team when I was 17.
You're fine, Fev. You were a St. Kilda fan. You are just embracing your roots. No, you can do that.
But can I do it?
Yes, you can do it. I mean, you still can't turn up at games with any merchandise because you're Brendan Favola.
No, but just say Carlton's playing St Kilda and I want to be a St Kilda supporter now and I've got my, like,
no
jumper on, Jack Steele jumper, number 9. Come on, Saints! I can't do that, can I?
No, but I don't think you can turn up even in a black T-shirt with no football memorabilia. Like, you're Brendan Favola. People are going to yell at you whatever happens at a football game.
But even like watching Boxy, like, I'll watch this Blues and I'll be like, oh yeah, like, I hope they win because I played there.
Yeah.
But there's no, like, I don't know, it's so hard to explain. Like, I love the club, but I don't know.
You don't
maybe because they haven't won many games.
Producer Leon, can we get him in a shower here? Just he's got to finish this thought. He didn't. The shower wasn't long enough.
It's so weird.
On what you said, Nick. See, I've got that in my house at the moment because we're a split family. So the boxes, my dad, my older brother, and me are Bulldogs. Mm. My mum and my other brother and my grandparents on mum's side were all Tigers. Mm. So I had my daughter Trixie and mad Footscray Bulldog, Western Bulldogs. When Trixie was born in the birth suite, the anaesthetist played the Footscray theme song while she was being born. So Sons of the West came, while I was birthing her.
Wow.
And I have had
put
her
up
in
a little banner for her to burst through.
she burst through a banner, don't worry.
I had her in Footscray, like Western Bulldogs jerseys when she was 1, 2, and 3. And then from about from four to five,
and they started winning premierships.
My brother and my mum got involved. Richmond were winning premierships, And she's now a tiger.
She's a tiger, yeah.
And I'm not, and I'm very childish when it comes to this, like, because she wants Daisy to be a tiger too. And I very childishly say to her, no, she's with me.
Well, you're
I'm
the number
sorry,
one ticket
you're
holder
the
of the
board.
You're the number one ticket holder
celebrity
of the board.
Celebrity ticket holder. Yeah. They made a special exception for me. But, yeah, see, it divides families. 13, 10, 60, this might have divided your family. Have